10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yo, you already know who it is. It's Mr. Hear Me Out himself, and that's right, we are back at it again with another Hear Me Out episode where we create a safe space to talk about shared experiences with open dialogue. What the fuck is going on, y'all? Yes, we are back. It's another Tuesday. Happy Taco Tuesday. Happy Pride. Happy day after Juneteenth fucking episode. Y'all, we are doing the damn thing. But before we get into the damn thing, you already know how I like to start this episode out of. I just want to give thanks for all those that has pushed play, shared my podcast, communicated with me, anything related to the podcast, giving me five-star ratings, commented, shared, whatever you have done, I appreciate you. It is not unnoticed. You already know how I rock. If I work with y'all, we going to the top together because it ain't me without you. So, thank you. Bars on the motherfucking beat. I actually think that this episode is going to be a rant bag. And I know that I've been giving y'all a lot of rant bags lately, but there's a lot of things built up in me that I want to get out before I get back to regular scheduled programming. So just bear with me. You know, it's like a therapy session for me to you. And I hope that the gems touch you. And yeah, doing it. Okay. But I am thankful for those that have not checked out the other podcast that I host, Open Relationship Podcast. That's on YouTube. That's on Spotify. That's on Apple. That's on Google. That's on Pandora. Come check us out. Give us 5-star ratings because what? As if Rodney would say, we are 5-star bitches. If you don't know, Open Relationship Podcast is a podcast hosted by myself, Marco the Prince. We got Rodney Wash. We got Shazam. And we got Solomon Stretch, where we just have open relationship conversations, whether it's geared to love, health, trash talking to see what the fuck is in the media, or just giving advice, back to y'all, the openers. So make sure you check us out. You know, we look better than we sound, so come check us out. All right, y'all. So we're about to get up into this episode this week. I don't really have like a lot to talk about, but there is something that I do want to talk about. So what we're going to talk about that. I actually just learned today as recording this motherfucking episode that this month, as in June, is Men's Health Awareness Month. And I thought that was pretty dope because I've always thought about it as like gay pride, which it is, and Juneteenth of, you know, freeing my ancestors and shit. Shout out to y'all, because without y'all, it is not possible. But, you know, so just adding another space to the month that I already celebrate. Ooh, I should be a rapper. I really should. Because the bars is dropping. I ain't got nothing else. But yeah, I learned that today. And it's so, I'm so grateful to be in many different spaces to share my voice, to be the image of somebody that's listening and that can take some type of gem away from what I'm saying. Because on the Open Relationship Podcast, last week we have talked about men's sexual health. Because we are a black gay man, you already know that the HIV, the AIDS, the STDs and STIs are rising, especially in Atlanta for us. If you don't know, now you know, nigga. And my co-host Shazam, like, really put like light on the situation to make it comfortable to actually have these conversations. And that's the difference that we and me trying to make, being in these different spaces to talk about mental health, sexual health, how often we talk about our health. Do we talk about our health to our partners? How open are we to our primary care physicians and shit like that? I personally think that that's dope. There ain't nobody out there like us. And I'm just grateful to be in that type of space. On the flip side, I'm also grateful to be in the Liquor Talk podcast space so we can talk about men's health also, excuse me, and talk about the nutrition and the things that we intake and how much fast food that we take and what we should do and how we should cleanse and shit. So, I mean, being in different spaces at different times, but owning a space that you claim is very essential. And at this very moment, I am grateful to be a part of both of these spaces and also be a part of my space that I create that y'all niggas continue to listen to push play for me to be my individual self. Or maybe you want to hear this side of me, or maybe you want to hear that side of me, or this, that, and the third, or whatever the case may be. Like, God took his time on me. Period, point blank. Like, the things that I ask for are the things that I receive. And I am beyond grateful for everything that has come my way, everything that I have touched, everything that I'm going to touch. I am just having a gratitude moment right now, and not to humble myself, but to humble myself and pat myself on the back. Like, it's yours. It is yours as long as you claim it. And that's just not towards me. That's to anybody that's listening. It is yours as long as you claim it. Your journey might be different than him or her's journey. And that's fucking okay. As long as me, as an individual, are reaching the goals and putting work towards the goals, I am satisfied. And when I say satisfied, I don't mean satisfied as in a comfortable space. I just mean satisfied as in like a Mario level. Like, ding, you got the mushroom. You slide down the pole. Down the pole. Just moving on to the next level, the next chapter, the next stage for your life. And just being in Atlanta and just seeing and being in the space of my own son, it's good. I'm learning about me. I'm learning about communication. I'm learning about finances. I'm learning about just living the life that I want to and developing myself. Whether it's, you know, like learning what I should and should not eat, or learning how I should and should not parent my dog, Bella. You know, just always learning and just embracing the chapter that I am in. And I am so thankful that I am about to see 35. I don't know if I ever told y'all this. I probably did like many episodes ago, but like I have never seen myself to pass the age of 30. I was just so used to a lot of my friends, family members pass away before 30. And I was scared. I was scared that I would be in the wrong place at the wrong time and then some shit would happen to me. So me coming up on this birthday of mine is very ecstatic, and I am grateful, and I am reflecting on the little boy that I used to be versus the man that I am tonight, and not in competition, but into relevancy. So, yeah. I feel like I just took y'all on a journey. I just feel like I just did some deep shit. I just feel like I just opened up and, you know, it's Hear Me Out podcast where we create a safe space to talk about shared experiences with open dialogue. So I give it to y'all how I would. Like, it's cool if you're going through something and you just don't know. You just got to keep going. Like, to me, from my experience, like, just figure it out as you go. Like, life is too motherfucking short. Like, I'm figuring a lot of shit out right now, but what I am figuring out is that, like, I really enjoy being creative, and this is what I want to do. And I'm going to do it. I don't know how, I don't know when, but, like, this is about to be me. And, again, I commend anyone that's listening to this. So when y'all see this in X amount of years or hear this in X amount of years, you know Marco has talked his shit. Even though I'm already doing it, but, like, I would love to produce podcasts, produce YouTube channels, be the creative director of things, of how I see people and how I vibe with them and what they want to see visually. Like, you know, like, I don't know. I got the plan. I'm talking too much, but I also just want to, like, just inspire anybody that's listening. Like, I know I ain't shit. I just be talking about shit, but, like, if you took a gem out of this shit, like, it's greatly appreciated. Like, for real. And we about to move on because I got some more shit to talk about. Actually, I kind of want to get, like, a little deep. Can I get deep? Can I get deep, 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 deep? To piggyback on what I was saying about being in different spaces, I also feel like I am not working hard enough, and that's also part of me just beating myself up, which is not good, obviously. That is why I'm going through therapy. One of the reasons, excuse me, not the whole reason. And just, like, understanding, like, your journey is your journey. Like, you don't have to compete with nobody. All you need to compete with is the person in the mirror. And I sometimes suffer with that. Like, I get overwhelmed because there are so many ideas, so many things that I want to get done. And I just don't have the manpower or the capacity of time, space, energy, or mental space to create and do all these things. So, like, there have been times where I'm just stressed out because of every motherfucking thing that's happening in the goddamn motherfucking world. Me trying to be, well, I'm not going to say trying to be, because, you know, trying is, to me, a negative word, because I'm already there, baby. I don't know. I feel like the things have to be done over here, and I'm not doing enough for myself. Yeah. So, I don't know. For some reason, I want to end it because now I feel like I'm fishing for conversation and just trying to talk in the mic. So, I'm just going to take the spirit that has given me right now to leave it where it's at. But as always, you already know, let me do a motherfucking correct. Yo, 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 yo. You already know who it is. It's Mr. Hear Me Out, also known as Marco the Prince. And I want to thank you for tuning in to another Hear Me Out episode where we create a safe space to talk about shared experiences with open fucking dialogue. And if you want more of me, make sure you check out me on Open Relationship Podcast. that is streaming on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, Pandora, Google, Stitch, anywhere you can find a podcast. You can find me and my co-host, Rodney Wash, Shazam, Solomon Stretch, where we talk about open relationship things, whether it's love, sex, mental health, this, that, or the third. But you can always catch a good laugh and a good gem. So make sure you tune in to the Open Relationship Podcast every Monday at midnight. And also, if you want a little bit of solo of me, make sure you check out my podcast. Hear me out on all streaming platforms. Wherever you find a podcast, you can find me. And make sure you follow me on all the socials at Marco the Prince, MarcoDePrence. And on that note, y'all, we up, we out, we done. Until next time.